The whole year, Chazal was saying a lot of takanos and tefillos for us to remember the Churban Beis Hamikdash and to await the Geula. But in Bein HaMtzarim, the 9 days, Bifrat, today on Tisha B'Av, this is the Zman with Chazal Keveya to be Mis'abel on the Churban. Ayidei the fact that we'll be do all the takanas Chazal, we'll try to ma'ir ourselves on the avelis of the Churban, what we lost. This will give Klal Yisrael the ability to see the Geula b'karav. The pasuk tells us in Keheles, "V'chol zman ve'eis," and it goes through all the different times. And then it says, "Eis livkois ve'eis lischoik." Kipshutai, livkois is on all the tzaras that Klal Yisrael has, that a person has. Lischoik is on all the matzav simcha that a person has. Rashi tells us, "Eis livkois is Tisha B'Av. Eis lischoik is la'aseid lavai." Why is the b'chiyah dafka on Tisha B'Av? That's the bechiyah we're referring to. Why is the schoik, daf the schoik of la'aseid lavai? The Gemara in Tainus at the end of Tainus tells us, Sisu, Simchus, Yishalayim, V'gilu, B'kol Ha'ava, Sisu, Ita, Mesois, Kol Ha'mesablam, Alea, Mikan, Omru, Kol Ha'mesabel, Al Yishalayim, Zoicha, V'roi, B'simchosa, V'she'ena, Mesab, Yishalayim, Ena, Roi, B'simchosa. Ayidei, the fact that we'll be Mesabel, that will bring the Geula. The Chasam Sofer says, the Lashon of the Gemara, Zoicha v'roya is mashma hoiva, today, right now. Why is it that we're going to see now? Because the derech is that a person is misabel and ames after a while, he forgets. There's a gzeira that the tzara should be forgotten from a person. If we're still being misabel, that itself is Zoicha v'roya right now, that shows that we have the ability. It's not like Nishtakach mina, like a meis or Nishtakach mina leiv. It's Gufa, the Siba for us to be B'simcha now that we're connected to the Geula. The Lashon of the Meira on that same Gemara, Kol ha'noyeg b'yoyim zeh derech mitzvah melumada, someone who's noyeg today with all the inyanei avelus on today of Tisha B'Av, just like he's used to something that you just do because you have to do it, but not because you really feel anything. Ve'ena ma'iris liboy, he did not ma'ir his heart, lis abel Yerushalayim, ena zoicha v'roiv simchasa. A person has to try, we have to do some kind of effort. It's not easy, we don't have the ability. It's so many years ago, we haven't seen, we're missing so much, so far away, but a person has to try as much as possible to ma'ir himself. We know we have the Gimel Haftiris of Peronius, and right afterwards we have the Zayin, the Nechemta. We have Shabbos Chazoin, right afterwards Shabbos Nachmu. That change, so fast change, the Lechari that one brings the other one. What's the sinyan of Bechiah that we spoke about? Eis Livkois. Reb Tzadok writes that the inyan that we find in the Torah, that something that's written first, shows the epitome, the spitz, where its maila is, where its inyan is. The first time it says a test in the Torah is by toiv. That's why roya test b'chaloymoi yitz b'letoiv. So where is the first inyan of bechiyah in the Torah, or in the medrashim on the Torah? So it says that when the second day of Bria's Olam, when the Rabbeinu Shem divided up the mayim elyonim mayim tachtoinim, what he did was the mayim tachtoinim started crying to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, a bechiyah. You're taking me away from you. You're being marchik me from you, Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So because of the Bechiah, the Medrash says, the Rabbeinu Shem tells him, because of your Bechiah, I'm going to give you that they won't say Shira in Olam Hazeh, in Olam Haba, the Mayim HaLeoyonim won't say Shira until the Mayim Tachtoinim, which is by Nisach HaMayim. So Rabbeinu Bechiah is Moisef on this Medrash, says the Mayim Tachtoinim, that's only once a year, 7 days a year. What about the rest of the year? So on that it says, The answer, Rabban Shem answered him, V'chein karban min chascha b'melech timlach, also comes from the water. Every karban is going to need melech on the karban. The fact that it's going to need melech on the karban, that means a whole year you're going to need the mayim tachtoinim. That's how you're going to be able to get the kurva to meet Rabban Shalom, by the karbanis and by the shira. That's how we get kurva to Rabban Shalom. It says, Al nara is bavel, we say. Chazal tells us, it says over Al nara is bavel, Shom yashavnu gam bachinu bezachreinu asiyin. What's Shom yashavnu gam bachinu? It should say, Shom yashavnu ubachinu. What's gam bachinu? Who's gam? So I once heard that when Klal Yisrael went down to Golus, the Naharois started crying. Which Naharois? We were zeichet to kurva by the Rebbeinu Shalom through the melech of the Karbanis. We were zeichet to kurva to Rebbeinu Shalom Ayidei, the Nisach HaMayim, the Shira that we said on Sukkis. Now that's going to be a Churban Beis HaMikdash, we're missing this kurva. This kurva, we're missing. They started crying again. It's a second crying. On that it says in the Medrash, Shaloshna Medrash, Ki Godol Kis Shivrech Mi Yirpelach Omrab Chufoy Mishu Osid Dilarapis Sivra Shal Yam Havirapelach Zeu Aschar Shal Amayim. So it comes out that the schar of the Mayim that they cried B'shas the Churban, that they're going to bring back the Geula. Bechia is not something we do just because of emotional feeling of something missing. It's the connection that we have, that a person feels what he wants, what he needs, what he's missing now in this Churban Beis HaMikdash, this Kurva to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The first time it says Bechia in the Torah is by the Mayim, where they were missing in the Kurva to Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The Bechia of Tisha B'Av that Rashi says, the Chol Zman Ve'ei says Livkai, is talking about the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Tisha B'Av, Al Yedei, that was Zoicha to the Ace Livkois of Tisha B'Av, we ma'ir ourselves. That's the way we'll be zoicha to the Ace Lischoik of La'asid Lavoi. Similarly, the Gemara Makkah says a similar. The Gemara speaks about Rabbi Kiva was walking together with Chaverim. They came to Har Tzoyf from Korah Bigdeim, came to Har Abayis. They saw a shul coming to base Kodesh HaKadoshim. Hischilu hein boichim. Rabbi Kiva was metzachik. They asked him, why be metzachit? He asked him, why are you crying? He says, a place where the Churban and a shul, a wolf is coming out of Kodesh Beis HaKadoshim, that's why I shouldn't cry. He says, that's why I'm being metzachik. The insight is that Ayidei, the B'chia, we could be metzapa to the next chelik of the Geula. Ayidei, the Hisoiris that we have, the feeling that we have, that we're missing a kurva to Rabban Shalom, even a drop, any type of feeling that we can memoir ourselves that we're missing in this kurva, or the feeling that we don't have the ability to cry, that itself is a regesh that we should be having. That itself could bring, that bechia is a bechia that brings of la'asid lavoi, the schoik of la'asid lavoi. About 20 years ago, I went to Houston in the medical center, MD Anderson, to visit Nebuchadnezzar. I was with him for a week in the hospital. There was a nurse in the hospital who was very devoted. She seemed to be much more serious than the other nurses. She told me she was a devoted Christian. In the middle of the conversation, she says, it was talking about 20 years ago, there was a lot of terrorists bombings in Yerushalayim on buses, Nebuch, a lot of harugim, a lot of people were injured, a lot of people were killed. Rachmana Litzlan. She says she believes that the Jews are the chosen nation. But it's hard for her to believe that they're still the chosen nation. If so many things are happening to Klal Yisrael, how could it be it's the Am HaNivchar? It was one of the first times I felt, and I had a deep feeling, what does it mean that Shem Shamayim is Nischal Bein Umos, when Klal Yisrael is suffering in Umos Olam, and the way the Umos Olam are looking at the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. That itself had a tremendous, serious impact on me. But the Umas HaOlam, how they look at Klal Yisrael, what it means that we're in Golus. We have to be Mitzapa to the Geula. Rav Yisrael Taube, Zichron Levracha, says he was in the concentration, he was in the Holocaust. They were in hiding out, and every day his father left and came back at night with a few potatoes. And the Mishpacha kept on saying, Be'ez Hashem, Mashiach will come, and everything will be good. As a child, five-year-old child, he pictured in his mind Mashiach, a big, big, strong man with a whole sack of potatoes. We all wait for Mashiach. Avada we have in mind also, the tzaras of Prat Vaklal. That's what's ma'ir us. That's what the Rabban Shem wants us to be nis'ir from tzaras, a chelik of the reason of it. I found a smach that the Mishnah in Taina says that when you take about Philly, you take someone who has dafka, who has children, because he'll have in mind, he knows he has to bring them food and they don't have food, so he'll be nis'ir more to the matziv. I is thinking about himself. We see that a person's personal tzaris, if he can ma'ir himself, is also a cheshivas by the Rabbi Nishalayim. That's the beltfilu who they need. So we ma'ir ourselves today. Every person kafir chaltoy, for what he sees as tzaris in Klal Yisrael, tzaris ha'prat, tzaris ha'klal. But afal pikein, they should think about the tzaris. The Rabbeinu Shloilam, the Golas Hashchina, Nischal Bein Umas HaOlam. There's another Indian we have over here on Tisha B'Av that the Medrash tells us, Kol Oysen Alofim Shenaflu B'Mei David, they didn't fall because they were not Tevei the Beis HaMikdash. And it says it's a Kavach Chaymer, they never had a Beis HaMikdash. They had a Mishkan, they didn't have a Beis HaMikdash. And they were not Tevei the Beis HaMikdash. Us who had a Beis HaMikdash, it was Nechrav. Alachas Kam V'Kam Alein HaVakash Olav Rachmim. And the Medrash ends off, that's why the Chassidim Rishayim Anshei Knesset Gedolim Masakin, they should say three times a day, Rishayim Mircha V'Sechazer Na'aneinu, we have in Birchas HaMazon. It's a special Chazal Masakin, special tefillahs for Bnei Beis HaMikdash. But the Gemara in Pesachim is Mashma, when it says over here, a special Lashon, that even though we don't say Ne'ilah on Tisha B'Av, Tainas Sibrim Spal and Tfilas Inam, Levad Shalosh Tfilas, Al Tishabov, but it says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Levay Shei Spal Ad Vohel Kol Yom Kuloi. So Tais Rabbeinu Peretz explains, what does the Gemara mean? Kiven, the Tishabov, who eis lemefish berachmim, it's a day to be marba in rachmim, tachnunim, so it's like a day, it's Choshev Zeke Sofik, Le Spal, the Shari Mais Hashana, it's always like you didn't daven, because you could always daven for more. So we see a special Indian at the day of Tishabov for us to daven, to have in mind a little more the tefillahs, a little more kavana, a little more of a feeling, a little more hergeshim. There's a school of b'shem d'Arizal when we say kil shuascha kivinu kol hayom and hasemach David, that if you have in mind your tzara, you will be answered from your tefillahs. I once heard the pshat is, instead of saying kil shuascha, we have in mind, the pashat pshat is, your Yeshua, kil shuascha, your Yeshua, kivinu kol hayom. Our own Yeshua, we're asking Hashem, we'll be mitzapa and mekaved, that Hashem will give it to us. But a deeper meaning is Klishuascha Rabban Shom, the tzara that you have because of us, the tzara shchina that there is. If a person has a mind, also the tzara shchina, he's mufta chloy, the Rabban Shom al-Makabos tfilas. Yehi ratzoin, we should be zeichet in Mesoira today, even a little bit of geishim, even a little bit of a feeling, on the tzaras of the Churban, tzaras of Klal Yisrael, b'matzapa l'gula, have this b'chia, which has a tshuka of being carved to Rabbeinu Shalom, kurv kirvus alakim, like the demois, eis livkois, azan Tisha B'Av, ayidei our demois, and our geishim, and our b'chia, and our tefillah, we should be zoicha to binyan beis hamikdash, b'mheirev yomeinu, amenu.